Tomorrow will mark 5 years since nearly 3,000 people died in the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Virginia, aboard a jetliner that crashed in Pennsylvania. Each site will eventually have a memorial. But there's been controversy around the design, the cost, and the meaning of the one plan for Ground Zero, where the World Trade Center once stood. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at why a memorial that almost everybody agrees is needed has also been so divisive.
There is no official memorial at Ground Zero. Still, on any given day, the site is visited by thousands of tourists from all over the world. They stand and stare at the gray pit that remains. So strong is the need to mourn that almost immediately after 9/11, makeshift memorials began to appear not only in New York City, but around the country. Photographer Jonathan Hyman has taken more than 15,000 pictures of them. He says they took the form of roadside altars, tattoos, murals, and signs in store windows.
From the very large murals that I photographed to the very small things that people pinned up or taped up onto their cars, what I think I was looking at was a cross-section of Americans just simply saying, I want to say my piece and let everybody know that I don't stand by these attacks. This was wrong.
A year after the attacks, the city commemorated those who died by reading their names aloud at the site. Among those who read, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
Vincent Abadi. Lawrence Christopher Abel.
A design by Michael Arad and Peter Walker was chosen almost 2 years ago to take up 6 acres of the 16 that make up Ground Zero. But there have been constant struggles over many of the details, including those very names, whether they should be listed alphabetically or according to where they worked, or if they were first responders. Edie Lutnick, who lost her brother in the attacks, runs the Cantor Fitzgerald Relief Fund.
Cantor Fitzgerald was above where the planes hit. And as a result, we lost 658 people, and all of those people died together. To list the names randomly is to deny these families the ability to have their loved ones listed with their colleagues, those that they worked with, and in some cases, and in a lot of cases, those they died with.
That includes the crew and passengers on the 4 hijacked planes. Deborah Burlingame's brother was a pilot on American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon. She's on the board of the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation. Part of what makes this site so difficult is that for many families, Ground Zero is a graveyard. Burlingame says she was lucky to get some of her brother's remains back.
We wouldn't have been able to bury him at Arlington Cemetery. The space is so scarce and precious that they will not bury empty caskets there. It meant all the difference in the world to us. And so my heart breaks for these families.
The final resolution on many of the issues rests with New York Governor George Pataki and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and that may be part of the rub. On a recent episode of the TV show Rescue Me, the central characters, who are firefighters, visit a memorial at the firehouse nearest the Trade Center site, a bronze bas-relief sculpture over 50 feet long.
You realize the only reason this is here is because firefighters and regular people wanted to honor the guys we lost. There were no politicians involved.
No. The chief of department that day when they did the unveiling, his speech, he said about the politicians, all we got was empty promises, empty suits.
When politicians get involved with making decisions about memorials, they often have their own agenda, says Edward Linenthal, a professor of American history at Indiana University. He's written about the building of the Oklahoma City Memorial, where the federal building was bombed by an American-born extremist. Linenthal says the director of the Oklahoma City Task Force pushed to keep politicians out.
Robert Johnson had politicians sign a document that they were going to stay out of the process. And I think it was a very, very wise, smart thing to do. You know, memorials are difficult enough without politicians wanting to hang them on their trophy case for election time.
But it isn't just the politicians that are making this so difficult.
Without question, the memorial for the World Trade Center is the most complex and convoluted memorial evolution I have ever witnessed in my life.
That's Dr. Grady Bray, a psychologist who specializes in disasters. Bray is with Kenyan International Emergency Services, a company that has consulted on the World Trade Center Memorial and has done so on many other memorials, including the one in Oklahoma City.
It is different in terms of the environment in New York, because the reality is this is a financial nerve center of our nation. and there are financial pressures that are brought to bear here that are far beyond those that would have been experienced in Oklahoma City itself.
While the memorial is scheduled to open in the fall of 2009, Bray is somewhat skeptical. Among the fights that have happened so far are how much it costs, whether it's secure from terrorists, what kind of a museum should be on the spot. Those fights are inevitable when strong personal emotions meet with an event that changed the course of American history. University of Wisconsin history professor Daniel Sherman believes the memorial is not only for the families.
It's supposed to be a permanent architectural space for generations and generations to come, like the Lincoln Memorial, like the Washington Monument, like the Vietnam Memorial. And the people of New York and the sort of the larger community in whose name this monument is being built, you know, have a role to play.
With so much riding on this memorial, the weight of history, the economic revitalization of Lower Manhattan, the need of individuals to have a place to mourn, ongoing struggles over its design seem likely. Still, there is a strong feeling that the memorial called Reflecting Absence will provide a place for healing. At its core are two pools of water with waterfalls running down the sides. The pools are in the exact spot of the footprints of the Twin Towers. The hope is that, as the meaning of 9/11 changes and shifts, that void where the towers once stood will be a place that visitors can fill with their thoughts and reflect on what America lost that day. Laura Seidel, NPR News.